The downlisting of the wolf finalizes an action first proposed by the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service 3 years ago. Back in the early 1970s, wolves in the lower 48 states were only found in extreme northeast Minnesota. Now, confirmed populations are found in more than 8 states, including Minnesota, Wisconsin, and Michigan. Ron Refsnyder is an endangered species biologist with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. He says the status change gives officials a new way to deal with wolves that are killing livestock or domestic animals.
Live trapping was the only way that those problem wolves could be handled. Now that these wolves are being reclassified to threatened status, we're relaxing the protections for them, and those problem wolves, those wolves can be killed by the DNR and by Native American tribes on reservations.
Refsnyder says that the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service will now look at delisting the gray wolf altogether. Delisting could lead states to establish a hunting season for wolves. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm Mark Brush.